Good morning and welcome to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration that will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon. Open the door. You sign language me, open the door to living in the moment.
That's right. I was playing around here. Welcome to being here.
Yes. Welcome to being here.
I don't believe we said good evening.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening.
That's right.
Wherever you're listening from, whenever you're listening, hi.
Welcome to being here.
Yeah.
I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
He's handsome.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Relax. Isn't that a great idea?
It's the life-changing magic of slowing down.
That's the name of today's show. And really, we're so driven to get to what we think is better than where we are. And then when you get there, that's where you are. And if that doesn't work out, then you go to Maui.
Where you get to be unhappy in a tropical environment.
Or what are they going in Europe? They go to the Canary Islands.
Yeah, why not?
Or the Azores, where you think life is going to be better. I don't know where they go in the Southern Hemisphere. They might try New York. I don't know.
Maybe.
Anyway, if you slow down enough to get to where you are, your life will magically transform all on its own. The other thing that really supports your life transforming is listening.
But traditionally,
we have not learned how to listen in the cultures we grew up in. We've learned how to hear what other people say, kind of, but we don't truly listen as though what they're saying is what we want to hear in that moment. You know, what if your life is merely a projection of your inner being? What if how you're experiencing living is like a projector of you out into the world? So why not enjoy this moment of your projection of life rather than think it is substandard? Oh, by the way, you're not substandard. You're a perfect you. And most people are striving to get better. Now, why would you need to get better in the first place? Well, I know we have to get back to listening.
That's okay.
But if you are striving to get better, you're saying you're never enough. So no matter how better you get, you'll never be enough. And that's what happened with us about 30 years ago. We realized that we had been striving for years to make us a better us than we were. And you can't be a better you than you are in any moment. So why not enjoy being the you you are right now rather than thinking that there's something defect or deficient? I know it was your parents' fault. They were too short. They were too tall. They were too crude. They were too something that made you screwed up.
Embarrassing.
I mean, everybody's got something that their parents did it wrong. Well, man, you know, we live in a very, very strange world. And listening is not something we've learned to do in this world. Not traditionally.
We really saw it this past Monday night. Everybody came to our seminar in New York City, and we'd come from a fast-paced day in a fast-paced world, and
New York City's a fast-paced
place. And as people sat there and purposefully listened to each other, everything relaxed.
See, most of us don't listen. We think about what's being said. We see that whether or not we agree with it or we disagree with it. We already know this. When are they going to get to the important stuff?
You know, it doesn't
this
matter.
This is the important stuff.
That's true. It doesn't matter how many of our shows that you've listened to, it's still true that most of us don't listen. Because when you're centered, listening is easy. If you get a little off center, you'll be rushing off to think about other things. You'll be multitasking rather than being where you are. So today, let's just slow down, relax, and listen to each other. We actually already have a couple of callers holding. So let's take the first one. Sonia, are you with us?
Hi, Ariel and Chaya. Here is Sonia.
Hi.
Hi, Sonia. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Rheinfelden in Switzerland.
Oh, wow.
It's so nice to hear your voice.
Thank you. Yes, I'm very happy to be listening to you and your voice, and it's very slowing down now in the moment. It's very cool. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. What can we do for you?
Well, I have the feeling with myself when I saw the topics of the radio show, I was like, oh, wow, slowing down. That sounds very familiar in one way. And in the other way, I have the feeling that when I am resisting for something or for a situation, that the slowing down goes away and everything is faster and hurry and the things doesn't go well.
Yeah, you know, Sonia, we all have preferences about how things ought to be. And when things aren't the way we think they ought to be, our conditioned response is to get upset or disturbed or schmollen. You know that word?
I know the word schmollen.
I don't know many German words.
But that one has stuck with
that
us.
That one has definitely stuck.
Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So when things don't go the way you think they should be, that's when you get in trouble.
You know, recently we've had a number of our friends and people in our community who've had family members with health issues or really extreme health issues, sometimes going into the intensive care and hospital. And I realized that one of the things that happens, as you were describing, that sometimes you resist things, is that people have, of course, they don't want their loved one to be ill. They don't want their loved one to pass away. So they fight with the reality of the situation. And that is really often when things speed up, because you're trying to block out your ideas of where it might go to and where you don't want it to go to. And then before you know it, everything gets discombobulated. Do you know that word, discombobulated? It means kind of a mess.
Yes, yes. That's, I feel very connected with that, what you are already saying, Ariel and Chaya. And that's pretty cool, because I had this situation a few weeks ago and a few months ago, and it's true, when the reality is not the way going like I would like to, then I get in trouble. Yes, and having family members sick is one of them, of course. Yes, that's true, but that's reality sometimes. That's life. Mm-hmm.
It is. It definitely is.
It really is, yes. Thank you, guys.
Well, you know, there's something else. And it has to do with practical reality or practical enlightenment. See, enlightenment is very practical. We stress ourselves over the way we think things ought to be, and we resist the way things are, usually, because things don't always turn out the way we would prefer. See, with change, which is the paradigm that most of us live in, change is about fixing, changing, judging, wishing things were different than they were. Transformation is really about noticing the way something is without resisting it. It's about seeing how your life is unfolding in current time without resisting it or fighting it. And most of us are not skilled in that. And that's why we wrote the book Practical Enlightenment. Because enlightenment is really practical. It's about seeing what is and interacting with it appropriately rather than trying to change it or fix it or make it the way you think it ought to be.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, that's so true. Yeah, when I can have it like it is and I don't have to change it and don't have to fight again, then yeah, that's pretty cool. Then I feel, yeah, slowing down and having my life how it is. Yes, thank you.
You're
welcome.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
You know, as we were talking with Sonia, I realized that on today's show, we haven't yet introduced or talked about in full yet the three principles of instantaneous transformation. We're actually describing the first one, and that is anything you resist persists, grows stronger, dominates your life, you get stuck there. And in my experience, you tend to speed up to try to compensate for. Why are you smiling?
Well, it's like casting a fly line.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't set up your cast properly, then you rush to try to make it happen.
And you use a lot of force and a lot of effort.
And
a lot
it never
of energy
happens well.
Goes half as far.
Right. When you slow down enough to be there for it, then it usually goes very nicely well on its own, just like life.
Second principle is you can only be exactly as you are. So if today you're feeling speedy, in this moment you're feeling speedy, that's exactly as you are in this moment. You can't be anything different.
And your life circumstances in current time, in this moment, can only be exactly what they are, whether you like it or not. You can't have a penny more in your bank account. If you don't have a bank account, you can't have a bank account. If you don't have a relationship, in this moment, you don't have a relationship. If you do, then in this moment, you do. If you don't like your relationship, well, tough. That's what you got. This is it. You see, this moment is where your life is taking place. This isn't a dress rehearsal for some future event. This is where it's really happening. This is it right now. That's the second principle.
Third principle is the awareness principle.
It's not a better principle, though.
It's not the doingness principle. It is not better.
No, it's not better.
It just is that if you see something without judging, it completes itself.
If you see something without trying to change it, fix it, get it to be the way you want it, it will complete itself. If you interfere with the reality of things, then you go right into that first principle where you get stuck with what you don't want.
This past Monday night, a number of people stood up to speak who had registered for our upcoming course. It's not this weekend. It's the following weekend, the 6th and 7th of May. We're doing Transformational Time and Project Management. And people who'd registered got the link to our online questionnaire about the course where people just listed their projects, things they found fun, things they were passionate about, even silly projects. It was very interesting to notice how many people, by simply seeing what their projects were and how they were approaching them, had this inspiration and this wave of productivity when they slowed down to look at what they had rather than speeding up to trying to get it all done. It was really quite wonderful. We have another caller. The next caller is Trey. You with us, Trey?
Hello, Aaron and Shara. How you guys doing?
We're good. How are you?
I am feeling more relaxed right now since this call started. And I really love this topic because it's the most timely thing that I can imagine for my life right now. As I got the opportunity to dial in, I was just like, oh, I really, really need to slow down.
Well, I thought it was funny you said right now, as though this now is any different than any other now of your life. You know, like, it isn't just now, it's the way your life unfolds. You'd be, well, it is perfect. And that you're frantic and rushing is perfect. Doesn't mean that you shouldn't slow down, but slowing down isn't better than being speedy either, you know. Mm. It's just another possibility. Because, you see, we get lost in this change modality where we think that more, less is better, as opposed to more being better. If I slow down, that would be less. So that would be better than what I've got going down.
You know, it happened for us back before we had discovered transformation, practical enlightenment, before we had the event that was pivotal for us. We thought really going for it was going to make us happy. And we produced a lot and got the Park Avenue apartment, et cetera, et cetera. And then we weren't happy, so we thought more or less is better. So we sold everything and went to a meditation center for a couple of years. And it's like from the thought process,
from the mind,
a better you isn't a better you.
And the thing is that, as Einstein said, you can't solve a problem from within the system that created the problem. Well, our thought processes create our conundrums in life, and we try to solve them from what we know. And what you do is you solve one problem and produce more. But, you know, we're going to go to a break shortly.
Sure. And
can you make it back or stay with us and come back after the break?
I'm looking forward to it, absolutely.
Okay, then we can talk some more, because otherwise we'd be rushing.
All right. So we don't want to rush through it with Trey. We'll be back shortly, everyone.
So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-888-346-9141. That number again is 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to being here.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back.
Hey, you know, we have a few spaces left in Costa Rica 2018. And if you want to join us there for our immersion courses, which are either 1 or 2 weeks long, depending on whether you come for one or two or both, we have a few spaces left. There is a prerequisite that you do a weekend workshop with us. So we see if we work out well together, if we play well together, you'd be welcome to join us.
You know, there are a number of people who have come to Costa Rica with us and, of course, to weekend seminars who met us first through this radio show. So if it's something that appeals to you, connect up with us. You can find out more about everything we're doing on transformationmadeeasy.com. You're welcome to write to us. We have a contact us form. Either we or our staff will get back to you. We'd love to meet you if we haven't met you yet. And if it's been a while, come join us. We have a shout out to a couple of our longtime friends and clients, Alex in London and Erica in California. And Erica's dad, Alan, hope you're feeling much better now, Alan. As I mentioned earlier, we are doing transformational time and project management course in New York City in a little less than 2 weeks, about 10 days.
May 6th and 7th.
We have the fun course coming up also in New York City.
In June, on June 9th, 10th, and 11th. The full name of that course is Fun as the Access Way to Enlightenment. So if you're seriously pondering life, this may not be the course for you, unless you want to give that up and have some fun.
Now, I know that we're coming to Cambridge in June and July for Excellence, Well-Being, and Satisfaction, the Art of Being Yourself. That is June 30th, July 1st and 2nd. But I also want to talk about our Hamburg courses in Germany in the fall. And the reason I want to talk about those for a quick moment is that we have an early registration discount that will be effective until May 15th. So you just have a little more than 2 weeks. If you want to join us and you register, you are welcome. We are doing the Freedom to Breathe and the Power of Listening. So, again, you can find out more about all of those on our website.
TransformationMadeEasy.com. Not difficult.
Now, did we mention we finish each other's sentences?
We didn't earlier.
But we do.
Okay.
Sometimes
we even simo-speak.
We are. We talk over each other.
Right. All that good
all
stuff.
All that good stuff. Are you still with us, Trey?
I am. Thank you so very much. Well, I know I wanted to give you kind of an example so that it would be a little bit more concrete. So the way that I've been kind of going through it, Ariel and Shai, has been almost like I think we talked about it one time a long time ago, but kind of like a glass of wine or something, right? So you have this glass, and you keep filling it up with things. And I think when I had the chance to think about it over the break, I think what I'm doing is I'm pouring more into the glass and hoping that by having more in the glass, it makes things more fulfilling. So I find myself, and I kind of caught myself on Facebook. I went back looking. I was like, man, I'm doing all of these things. And it's fun and it's going well, but it's more around slowing down and kind of like getting a full piece of it. I feel like I'm just pouring a lot of stuff in here and I'm getting a lot done. But then it's also, as you were mentioning earlier, it kind of makes you more anxious and like you have to keep doing more and more. So that was kind of a situation I wanted to talk to you about.
Well, Trey, here's the thing. You're looking for satisfaction.
Yeah.
And satisfaction does not reside in the completion of things. It may boost it or the getting things done. Satisfaction resides in the moment. And a lot of people will fill their plate with so much to do so they don't have to confront just being where they are in the circumstances of their life. So it's easy to get yourself so wound up in everything you've got to do that you disregard your life to avoid those things you don't particularly feel like dealing with because they are confronting or challenging. And so you get so busy that you don't have a life.
Yes.
You know, oftentimes people keep things really complex or hyper busy as a strategy for something. It can be a strategy so as not to have to actually confront. And confront is an interesting word.
It means to be with.
Face directly. Although we usually have a lot of negative connotations for that
word. Yeah, we usually think confront means to fight with something.
But in order to confront or be with intimacy.
Which is for many people very confronting.
Sometimes
challenging
people
even.
Keep things very complex to bury in their to-do list something else they find confronting, such as dating or finally addressing, for instance, their wills. It's interesting that people have been talking about that in this time and project management thing. I keep avoiding my wills. I don't want to think about dying. So if you can keep things ever expanding, there are certain things that you can avoid in the clutter of your day so that you don't have to be with it.
That is so on. It's just, again, it's just like, wow. so right. I mean, it was interesting, again, just from that beginning when we were talking for a few minutes, sitting over the break and not talking, like just taking a few minutes, and I was like, yeah, I totally agree. And I found, and the thing is, I think we talked about when the second principle is when you kind of realize it. Sometimes they don't always realize it, but at least I caught it to a certain extent, not that I hit it maybe early enough, but it actually came to me a little bit, and then your feedback on it just kind of brings it on a different perspective because I'm hearing it not just from my head, it's kind of like reflecting from the way that you explained it. So it's thank you so much for that.
You're welcome. But you know, the problem I have, Trey, is you interpret what we say from within the system that you look at life through, and so you get what you get, but I'm not sure you get what I said.
Oh, man.
You know?
Make sure I don't miss that one before I get off the line one more time.
Well, luckily, our shows are all recorded and archived.
Yes.
So you can go back over and listen to it again tomorrow.
You know, next month we're celebrating being 10 years on the Voice America Network. Being here, we've been being here
for 10 years.
So we're going to be celebrating all month. So there are lots of episodes that you can go back and listen to, including this one.
Yes, absolutely. And I love listening to the episodes. They're very reviving, and you can catch it in the times that you have and get a really good spark for your day. So we really do appreciate this 10 years. It's wonderful stuff.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Well, we appreciate your calling in.
And thank you for having me. And I will absolutely listen to it one time. I'm sure it's going to spark me one more time as well as listening to the other callers on the line. So thank you so much, guys.
You're welcome. Have a great day. Okay.
We have Adam holding. How about we take him?
Adam.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah. We can hear you.
Where are you today?
I'm in New York City.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I wanted to share something because of the topic of slowing down. I saw myself today at work. I was going through my emails, and one of the emails that came in said something that I partly disagreed with it. I didn't want to do it. And also I thought, oh, well, I'll do that later. It was, they were requesting me to do something. And I just knew, I guess, with the theme of the topic, slowing down, I slowed down and I saw that I just said, well, wait a minute, maybe I can just do this now. I didn't really have something to do next. that I had to push this aside for. And so I did it immediately, and it only took a few minutes. And so I really see the value in how slowing down can actually have me get more done, because had I put it aside, I may not have gotten back to it.
Well, you know, Adam, what I start thinking about your automatic no.
Yeah.
How something comes in that you have a task to do, and your first thought is, I don't want to.
Yep.
Now, I'm really glad that you, and I think it's cool that you overrode that initial no and looked and saw that you could do it, and it wouldn't take much effort.
Right. It actually
was effort is in the resistance.
Right. Yeah, I was going to say it was a lot faster and easier than I thought it would be initially.
Well, it always is when you just do it. I'm a big Nike fan for that one. Just do it.
Right, right, right.
So as you were doing it, were you doing it to simply address it, handle the task, or were you doing it to get it over with?
I was doing it to handle the task.
Which is probably why it didn't take long.
Right.
It's funny how when you do a task to get it over with, you are more liable to make mistakes that you have to go back and spend more time with.
Right.
It's funny. And wasn't too long ago, Shai and I were someplace. I can't even recall where it was. And there was a gal who was, I may have been at an airport, and she was giving us information about what we needed, and she was speaking so quickly, it was not intelligible. So we said, what? And she said it again very fast. It was almost like when you go to an auction and the auctioneer is talking really fast, except for you can understand an auctioneer who speaks fast. And then we asked her again. She ended up having to say the same sentences four times before it was understandable, because she was talking so fast trying to get it over with.
Mm-hmm. Cool. I also had a question for the call.
Yes.
This is why I called in. I guess to start, I think my question is about knowing my truth, and I'll explain what I mean. I have a half marathon coming up this Sunday, and I've been training for it, but I keep having this conversation of if I want to do it. I've been every time that I feel a pain in my foot or a run that I didn't enjoy or something about the training process that isn't going well, I think, well, is this right for me? Should I be doing this? Am I going to get hurt? I just keep having this, it's almost like an argument of, you know, I committed to this, and then...
Well, you haven't really committed to it. Hey, Adam, you have not really committed to it. You have options open. I can hear them. It's like, see, when you truly commit to something, you don't second guess it because you have a little pain. You know, and I'm not suggesting that you don't listen to your body either. But as you're talking about it, I don't know when you agreed to do this half marathon that it was your idea in the first place. You took it on, but I'm not sure
but
that you
doesn't
owned it.
It doesn't sound like you own it, yeah.
See? So if, you know, I'm doing physical therapy these days for a back injury that I suffered a while ago. And I have to drive a half an hour to get there each day. Each way. And it's interesting. I noticed that it's really my idea to handle this thing. So even though I have to drive for half an hour, that's not a problem at all. Because I'm going. Unless I'm really sick, I'm going.
And it's his idea.
Not like the doctor's idea that I should do it as a good idea. It's my idea to handle this thing. Well, I'm not sure that you're holding this marathon as though it's truly your idea.
Right.
I mean, let me ask you, what percent is it truly your idea?
40%.
Did you say 30?
4-0.
40.
Oh, 40. Okay. Well.
Now, I have a question for you. I'm wondering if that is in particular with this half marathon, or if that is, in general, how you approach
your
projects
life.
In your life. When we're talking
probably,
about we're not
probably how I approach.
Yeah, we're not asking you to think so much that we have these dead spaces, but.
Yes, you were going to say probably what?
Probably how I approach my life.
See, here's the thing, Adam. You've had moments where you're really engaged in your life with totality, where you're not qualified in how you go about your engagement with what's going on in your life. But your habitual way of being is to qualify, to second guess, to not fully commit to whatever you're up to.
When Shia says qualify, mm-hmm. if you listen back also to this episode
sure.
once it is archived, you will hear that you stopped, you thought, you didn't just answer your answer. Then you said, well, it's probably the way I go about it, which basically says nothing. You didn't say, it is the way I go about it. When you say probably is the way I go about it, there is a 60% possibility or a 40% or maybe not. It really says nothing. There's no certainty about how you're going about your life.
You see, here's the thing, Adam. You still want to be a kid. You still want to be able to be irresponsible.
Mm-hmm.
And on that note, we'll let you just play with that for a moment or two. Can you come back with us after the break?
Sure.
Excellent. We'll be back shortly, everyone.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club. This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-888-346-9141. That number again is 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back to Being Here. Hey, we want to make a shout out to our listeners.
We have them all over
the place.
So,
how about Hungary and Australia?
Sweden and Brazil.
And Russia.
And Denmark.
And Mexico.
And Turkey.
And Austria.
So wherever you are listening to the show from, thank you for being part of our community. We appreciate you. If you're enjoying the show, share it with your friends. You can share it on Facebook or tweet about it, however you do it.
Right.
But thanks very much for
listening.
Yes. We are speaking with Adam. Hey, Adam.
Hey.
So.
You know, it's interesting. You got up on Monday night and spoke, and I found you particularly inspiring. One of the things you talked about was having that you are coming to this weekend seminar, and that you work at a bank and you work in the technology department, and that one of the things that you do is that you open a ticket, which means that you log that you're working on a project, and when the project is completed, you do what they call in their vernacular close a ticket, and that you realized you hadn't closed any tickets since December because you just didn't want to, and that you recognized that and simply did it and completed it very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Whilst I found it inspiring that you noticed that you had not been attentive to this and that you handled it very quickly simply by noticing that it was something you hadn't been attending to, that really is a demonstration of what Shia was talking about in the earlier
segment
about how you want to still be a kid.
Yeah.
I have a question. Is this job that you have at this bank that you're at, is it what you want your career to be?
You mean for the rest of my life?
Well, yeah.
I've had the thought that I don't want it to be my career for forever, that I'm looking at other things.
That sounds similar to, do I want to run this half marathon?
That's right.
Right. It's true. And I think that every time I start a new role, I already plan out the end date and what's next. Because I've had So.
You could hold that as a problem, or you could, you know, put that forward as, look how screwed up I am. Or you can recognize that your mind has been programmed to think that way from when you went into kindergarten or preschool.
But that doesn't mean that you have to continue to listen to the dictates of a system that doesn't truly work for you.
Yeah.
I.e. your thought process.
Right.
You know, it also includes, for me, I have internalized ideas of how much I should do, how fast I should get it done, what I should feel like while doing it. And recently, in particular, we have a couple of friends who have had some chronic diseases, and they're not well as in robustly energetic. And it's been really lovely to watch them do things within the parameters of their energy without forcing themselves to go faster. And that doesn't really apply to you in a certain respect. It's not about going faster or less quickly. It's really about that you have internalized ideas of how you should go about your life that dictate to you how to go about it, and you
follow the dictates of that mind. But I'm going to go back to the question I asked you before, was whether you wanted to stay in this job or as your career. And the reason I say that is management certainly is not going to be happy with the fact that you open all these tickets and don't ever close them.
Mm-hmm.
There are consequences, Adam, to the things you do or don't do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so to your question, the answer is no.
No what?
No, you said, do you see this as your career? And the answer is no.
Well, then I have another question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see this as your life?
Yes.
You're not operating that way.
Okay.
Because this moment is the only moment you have. So in this moment, this is your career.
That's right.
You can go back and find back when you went to George Washington University and you weren't studying. And we had the mm-hmm. same conversation with you because that wasn't your life. You weren't going to be in school.
You know, you're never going to have your life because this isn't it. Whatever you're doing, you think there's something else better coming down the pike.
And once upon a time, it was getting the job that you have now, but this isn't it either.
Right. Yeah, I see that.
The other thing, Adam, I just encourage you in something. I encourage you to get interested in how much you want to sell the idea that you are not count-onable. Because the person who stood up on Monday night was so dynamic that when you come on the show today to ask your questions, and there's a qualitative part of you that wants people to care whether or not you're successful, that wants people to worry about you, that gets attention by being less than a stellar version of you, I'd get interested in that mechanic because it's serving something, but mm-hmm. not necessarily having a satisfying life.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And thanks for calling in. We have another caller, so we're going to take her. We have Kirsten. Where are you calling in from, Kirsten?
Hi, I'm calling from Virginia.
Oh.
How's life in Virginia?
It's good. It's been nice and rainy, and now it's nice and sunny, and I'm outside under the trees, so it's great.
So let me ask you a question. Do you have a question for us?
Sure. Well, it's more of an observation, just related to the topic today. I recently went and spent a month in New Hampshire with my family, and I had sort of this to-do list of all the things I wanted to accomplish and, you know, help clean out the attic and do different things like that. And I ended up getting the flu and spent about a week in bed, and it was lovely. And I realized sort of that my normal way of operating is to have a really extensive to-do list and to try to be busy constantly and not slow down and sort of take stock of what's actually in front of me. And so getting sick allowed me to do that, but I also realized, like, I don't necessarily need to get sick to do that. I don't need to make myself, you know, get sick to be present and to slow down and to kind of just look at what's in front of me.
Okay, Kirsten, I have a question for you.
Sure.
So have you, since you're back from New Hampshire, allowed yourself to slow down without getting sick?
Yes.
Good.
That's great.
Yeah.
Really, we often get in a momentum. The world we live in has a certain momentum of trying to accomplish more. And you add into that that most people compare how they're doing to their perception of how other people are doing, and they think where they are is not good enough. I had a very interesting exchange today with a friend of Shine Mind's named Dave. He had written an article about his experience of transformation 15 years ago. And as we are putting together this book project we're working on, we recalled this and looked at it and thought, wow, this could be a really great chapter. So he said, oh, I'd like to rework it. So we sent it off to him and said, go ahead. And it's beautiful. And his idea was, oh, God, it's probably really bad because I wrote it 15 years ago and you know how I was back then. And he was so shocked at how lovely it was that 15 years ago, he was already a great guy. We underestimate ourselves so deeply, most of us, that we're busy trying to make up for these things that are lacking that aren't actually lacking. So lots of times people have this misconception that they're behind, they've fallen behind. So they get speedy rather than recognizing that simply slowing down to the moment, you can actually accomplish a lot of things, and behind is a comparative state. You can only be exactly as you are in this moment.
Mm-hmm. Something else that I noticed just from slowing down, and is related to what you just said about Dave, is that I have this sort of underlying constant thought that, oh no, they're going to find out I'm like totally incapable of everything.
Kirsten, you may be surprised at how normal you are.
I can't remember who it was. It may have been one of these master classes that they show them a lot on Facebook, people who are very, very successful in their careers teaching master classes online. And I've heard several of them say, I've always thought people were going to find out that I'm a fraud or I don't really know what I'm doing. I think that thought process is so common. It just depends on whether or not you listen to those thoughts as if they're you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think part of the beauty of slowing down is I think that thought process unconsciously influences me to take on more and more and more to prove that I can do stuff. And then the slowing down allows me to say, oh, I don't need to do all this stuff to prove that I'm a capable human being. So you, having this, you know, slightly forced slowing down was good because I could see that. And now hopefully I will allow myself to slow down without getting sick.
It's
an interesting thing to realize.
Great. We're moving toward the end of the show, but I realize that I have a visual of whether I'm moving too fast every day when I look at my desk. If my desk is disheveled, I've been moving too fast. And if I'm there to be with things as I put my hands on them and put them away, then I'm generally in sync. So it's kind of fun to look at your environment too, because it can often give you clues.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for calling in today.
Yes, thank you so much.
Yeah, and we look forward to seeing you this summer. We know you're coming up for Creativity and Intuition.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Thank you.
Excellent.
Yeah, next week's show is Walk a Mile.
Or two. Or ten.
In Their Shoes.
Yes, come on back next week. We'll be back, so come on back.
And don't miss Being Here.
We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another empowering episode of Being Here.